Hello, one and all, and welcome aboard to episode 35 of the Seals podcast. I'm your host, Albert Davis, and it's an FA Cup special for you today on the official Chester FC podcast. It's a doubleheader this weekend for the Blues in the oldest national football competition in the world, as both our men's and women's teams have huge qualifying matches and the opportunity to progress in the Cup. Before we jump in, though, just a quick reminder to make sure you stay up to date with the pod at theSealsPodcast.buzzsprout.com or simply download all the episodes via your preferred app. We're on them all. That includes Apple and Spotify. So we'll go in reverse today and put all eyes on Sunday first up. Chester FC's women's side head to the newly named Warrington Town Women for their second qualifying round tie. They were victorious on penalties in the last round at Nantwich and now have the opportunity to move within one win of the first round proper this weekend. Ahead of their huge encounter, we caught up with forward vice-captain, last season's top scorer and player of the season, Molly Wood. Well, it's FA Cup week. It's always a special competition to play in. And I'm sure yourself and the team are looking forward to Sunday's trip to Warrington.
Yeah, we are. It's a big thing to play in the FA Cup. Obviously, not many people get the chance to actually play in it. So hopefully we'll progress to the next round and make it to the first round proper as well.
Let's talk about the last round. Obviously, Nantwich were arguably the underdogs going into the game. Probably felt like a proper cup tie with a feisty atmosphere at times. To do it on penalties, though, must have been a real great feeling and a huge confidence boost for the group.
Yeah, I definitely think we deserved it. So we've been on the wrong side of penalties a few times now. So I think it was our time to basically relax, not let our nerves get the better of us and go out there and show people what we could do. But yeah, we made it difficult for ourselves by getting to penalties in the first place, but at least we came away with the win in the end.
You personally, obviously you had a fantastic year last year individually in terms of the awards. You picked up 32 goals. It took a few games for you this year, but on the score sheet last weekend at Altrincham and then definitely back in the groove of the double against St. Helens on Sunday, it must just be a great feeling as a forward to get that first goal, get off the mark and to be playing with confidence and back on the score sheet.
Yeah, I think it's been playing on my mind a lot that I hadn't scored in the first few games. So it was nice to, obviously I scored the penalty at Nantwich, which kind of got me off the mark and feeling a bit more confident. And then Altrincham definitely settled my nerves by scoring in like the opening. I think it was like the sixth minute or something. So that relaxed me as well. But yeah, I think everyone's been talking about last season, so hopefully I can get somewhere near that as well this season. We'll see.
It was a great win on Sunday, wasn't it? A side who are newly promoted, but someone said they haven't lost in 2 years. They won five of the first five games, and it's a big 3 points. It cuts the gap to them to 3 points in second place as well. So it felt like a huge moment in the season.
Yeah, I think it's easy to get up for games when we're at the stadium, like it's still a new feeling, and being a home game, we don't want people to come there and think it's going to be an easy ride. So yeah, we all pulled together and got the two goals. It was a bit nerve-wracking the last 15 once they scored, but we pulled it through. I think it was 20 months unbeaten they'd gone. So it was nice to give them a nice welcome to the league and beat them.
You touched on the stadium and obviously moving into the Leap 76 stadium permanently this year. Crowds have obviously been really good, which is fantastic for overall, for raising funds as well for the women's team. But
yeah,
do you think not just the supporters, but the surrounding as well have a big impact on games and results like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think the pitch obviously works to our favour. I heard a few of them, the opposing team on Sunday, complaining about how big the pitch is and trying to say it's not in the regulations, which we all know it just is. But yeah, I think it definitely helps the girls. I think the atmosphere, having the mascots and obviously a bit of a crowd there, it helps. I think it just helps give you that extra boost in the game, knowing that's our home now and we've got that stadium. So I think other teams might come and see the stadium and be a bit like, oh, we're playing in a stadium kind of thing. So, yeah, hopefully it works in our favour for the long run as well.
The FA Cup's drawn up another away game, Warrington, this weekend, another qualifying round to aim to progress through. What are you expecting from the opposition, and how determined is the group to advance further and, as you say, try and get to the first round proper?
Yeah, I think we all understand the novelty of playing in the FA Cup, and we all know it's a big deal. Warrington, they're a bit of a bogey team. So last year, I think we beat them and then we drew against them. From what I understand, I think a few of them are in like nursing, policing. So it's shift work, depends on who they get on the weekend. But yeah, we'll just go out there and do our thing and hopefully come away advancing into the next round.
So kickoff for that game on Sunday is 2 p.m. at the Tetley Walkers Recreation Ground in Warrington. For more information, visit our club website, New Look Club website, ChesterFC.com. Best of luck then to the Blues. On to Saturday now, and our men's side hosts Nantwich Town in their third qualifying round tie, also being just two wins from that first round proper. But we've got two guests to preview this fixture, starting with Blues assistant manager Colin Woodthorpe. Col, it's FA Cup week, a home tie against Nantwich Town, and an opportunity, I think is the word, to advance into the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, well, it mirrors a little bit of last year, so yes, you want to get a home tie, and yes, ideally you want to get a home tie against lower opposition, and that's just, everybody would say that, doesn't mean anything, but that's what you pick.
Look back on the last round, obviously. It was there was a proper cup tie feel to it, half time, 1-0 down, but the lads showed some excellent spirit, didn't they, to come back and win that game with those three second half goals.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise how they'd set up. I think it might have surprised a couple of our players that they were actually going to do that, but there was no panic, there was a conversation had, and we pushed on in the second half, and yeah, we were okay. But I mean, fair play to them. They had a game plan, they stuck to it. It is up to us to break a team down, and the problem is the other team want to try and win as well, so fair play to them, they gave it a good go, but we came out on top.
And looking ahead to the game this weekend, obviously it's a fellow Cheshire side, a decent away following. I think the opportunity to have a 2,000 attendance at this stage of the Cup for first time in 11 years or so it should make for a fantastic atmosphere, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a great setup. I mean, Card, I like going and watch games there. I've watched plenty of games in the past, because it's not a million miles away from where I live. So Cards, no doubt, will get them back to where they need to be in the Evo Stick Prem, at least, because the setup deserves that, and there's some good people there, and Cards knows his way around the division, so and he's a good guy.
In terms of the competition itself, I'm sure it's a special competition to always coach in and to play in as well. I think you've got a Wrexham winning 87 to your name as a super sub. What sort of memories do you have of the Cup? And it must be a special competition for all players to be involved in, isn't it?
Well, of course, because you've only got a finite amount of opportunity. So I was lucky to play in it for 23 years, because I spent 4 years in Scotland, unless you want to class the Scottish FA Cup involved. So, Yeah, that was a good game. We had a couple of good games against Wrexham in that year, I think, particularly. So I've got an FA Cup semi-final under my belt back in 1992, which is, it's amazing to get to that stage and playing a game at Hillsborough when the semis were put in those different grounds. It wasn't a good feeling, because we got beat by Sunderland, who then went on to play Liverpool in the final, and there were plenty of tears after that, because it was quite a long trip back to Norwich after that. So yeah, I've had some good times in the FA Cup.
And just finally on the game itself again, it can almost be for some clubs, it can almost be a launching pad for the season, obviously in terms of the league as well, an opportunity to really build some momentum. We've got a few home games coming up in the league as well, and it's just a really good opportunity to build that key word, momentum, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely, for both sides involved in the tie, it can be a platform to bounce off and see what you can do in the season. But yeah, absolutely, it's the next game, it's one that you want to win. You want to progress one better than last year. It lifted us last year. So it's a vitally important game. It's a vitally important for the club. So it's, as it will be for Nantwich as well. So it's It's good. It's a little bit of a break from the league. I know it's a bit stop-start, but that's just the way it is. We know what the fixtures are going to be like, so we just got to get on with it and then get over the line and see what possibly you might get in the next round.
So always good to get the views of Colin, who, as mentioned there, has his own fantastic memories made in the FA Cup, not just at Chester, but also elsewhere. And finally, it's time for a chat with the Blues skipper. George Glendon missed the whole of last season after sustaining that ACL injury at Whitchurch in July 2022, but it was just brilliant to see him step back out onto the pitch 399 days later in the friendly against Manchester United in August. It's like he's never been away in that midfield unit, and he gave us a fantastic moment a few weeks ago when he nodded home his first goals in his return in the 2-0 victory over Farsley Celtic. Then on Saturday, he became just the 13th man since Reformation to bring up a century of Chester FC appearances. Here he is to reflect on a hectic, but also, I'm sure, memorable few months.
Well, I know FA Cup next up for the Blues this weekend. Obviously, we come into this one as favourites, and it's a fantastic chance in front of our own fans to go through, but no doubt it's going to be tough opposition in Nantwich Town, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They've always been a good team. They've always got into the playoffs every season, obviously apart from last season. But yeah, no, they're a good team. It's going to be an hard game, I think, and we've got to be at our best to beat them.
Does the group, though, take real heart from the last round in terms of the, you know, in essence, 45 minutes from elimination, but it was clear there was no panic, and in the end, it was an excellent fight back from the group in that second half at Tadcaster?
Yeah, first half wasn't good enough, but, you know, we went in at half-time, and to be fair, we were nice and calm. We knew we had the players to get the result, and we just had to basically switch it on, really. And I think that's what we did second half. Stuck to the game plan that the gaffer and, you know, the coaching staff told us to do. And, yeah, we managed to get through. And, you know, I think it was a strong 45 minutes for us in the second half to get through.
Is that an important thing to take into this fixture? Obviously, it's a case of no panic. The players are in there, the talent's in there, and it will shine through eventually, whether it's minute one or minute 90.
Yeah, I think these games, you know, against teams that are in the lower leagues than us, I think they're always hard because, you know, the teams sit in behind the ball and we've got to try and break them down. And obviously, you know, you can't do that in the first 10 minutes. So it might be like the 89th or 90th minute when you do it. So we've got to be patient. Like I said, be nice and calm. But, you know, the players that we've got in the squad, whoever starts, whoever comes on, you know, can make a difference. So I think we just got to believe in ourselves a bit more. And especially when we're at home and the fans are behind us like they always are, you know, it should be a good game.
Been some journey for you over the past year or so. Obviously, you missed the entirety of last season with that ACL injury, which obviously must have been so tough. But talk us through your emotions as the board came up in front of 2,000-3,000 odd, and you come back onto the field in that Man United friendly.
Yeah, no, it was special. Probably one of my favourite moments at the club, to be honest with you. It was hard last season being, you know, mentally it was very hard seeing, you know, lads playing and me being out for the whole season. But, you know, you just had to get through it. It's part of football. But yeah, no, that was a massive boost and I was really happy with the outcome of it all, to be honest with you.
And obviously with these long-term injuries, you can sort of, I think it's something that Callum probably referenced about you, was it might just take a bit of time to get up to speed, but from the outside looking in, it looks like you've just fitted seamlessly back into that group and sort of the proof's in the pudding, you're back with a bang over the bank holiday weekend, and it must have been an amazing feeling to get back on the score sheet in that win over Farsley as well.
Yeah, no, that was brilliant. That was that was probably my favourite goal I've ever scored, to be honest with you. All that hard work put into it, and that's the outcome. It was brilliant. But yeah, I'm not fully there with, you know, fitness-wise, and I think that'll only come with the more games I play. And I think especially when you've been out for, I think Kev said to me, I've been out for 14 months, you know, it is a very long time. So hopefully I'll get there soon, getting, you know, my match fitness back and getting the sharpness back. But yeah, you know, the way we play and the way the gaffer sets us up, you know, it's quite easy to come back in and try and fit into the team, really.
It must have been important in them times out, them little targets. Obviously, I remember you going out at Gloucester in February time and back running, not back on the grass, back in the artificial grass, but back running. And obviously it was well documented that you've seen it with my own eyes. You're a regular up and down the country traveling with the team. It felt like it was an important thing that you still wanted to take on that responsibility within the group.
Yeah, no, that's one of the first things that me and the gaffer had a chat about when obviously I got told that I was going to miss the season. It was how I can impact the team. And, you know, I wanted to support the lads in every single way I could. So, that's why I travelled home and away to, if anyone wanted a word with me to, you know, to see if they were all right or to give the lads the support, I was always there. So it was a different role for me. But one that I enjoyed, and you know, it was a great season, to be honest with you. Great to watch the lads play, and you know, I felt part of it.
And obviously it was a big milestone for you last weekend, 100 games for this club. You're only the 13th man to do it in 13 years. Obviously you were stuck in the 90s for a while, but it must be a really special moment to have reached that sort of milestone at any club.
Yeah, I think I should have, if it wasn't for COVID and my injury, you know, I'd been a lot more winner. I think my brother said that to me, actually. I've been very unlucky since I've come to the club. But yeah, no, it was nice to get past that 100 mark. Like you said, I was stuck in the 90s for ages, so to get over that 100 mark, it's nice. And, you know, it's a proud moment for, like you just said then, to be one of 13 to do it for the club. You know, it's a proud moment for me.
I think I wrote this down earlier this week, but is it something you ever envisaged to 100? Because obviously I remember when you first came in and it, everything about it almost felt sort of short-term, let's see how we go, and 4 years on or whatever it is, you're here now and we're talking and you've made 100 appearances for the club.
Yeah, it was only meant to be a short thing, wasn't it? But as you can tell, I've enjoyed my time here at the club. And the key thing about it is, you know, since coming to the club, it's always been talked about getting promoted, so I don't really want to leave until I do that, really. So hopefully that's the outcome at the end of this season, and you know, we can do it for the fans.
Just finally, obviously it's an FA Cup doubleheader for the club this weekend, men's and women's. It's a special competition for all, particularly in this country. What's it like, those cup games, the cup thrust, and what's it like to play in?
Like I said before, it's very different. It's a very different atmosphere. You know, winning on Saturday can be massive for the club financially. We were talking about it the other day, you know, if you win, who would you want in the next round? Do you want the lowest team, or do you want to go and challenge yourself against, you know, the teams in the division above? So they are very different, the cup games, especially FA Cup. I think for the lower league sides, you know, it's a massive thing for the club, like I said, financially, but for the fans as well, to go on a cup run. You know, I was there at Oldham last year. That, you know, I don't know how the fans felt when Berkey scored that goal, but it was amazing. And you know, that's what it's all about, to give the fans their moments again. So hopefully we can do that again this season.
So that's all we've got time for today on the September edition of the Seals podcast. It's a busy week of cup action. Best of luck to the men's team on Saturday against Nantwich Town, to the women's team at Warrington on Sunday, and of course to our under-18s who host Altrincham on Wednesday night here at the Leap 76 Stadium in the FA Youth Cup. Let's hope we're back next month reflecting on some memorable cup moments for our sides. Until then, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. Bye for now.